Abdu'l-Bahá preaches. April 15, 1912, New York, New York Tribune. Head of Baha'i Movement says all shall be brothers someday. Spiritual culture lags. Persian philosopher declares humanity is merged in sea of materialism. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, head of the Baha'i Movement for the Unification of Religions and the Establishment of Universal Peace, made his first public address in America at the Church of the Ascension. Fifth Avenue and 10th Street, yesterday morning, the Reverend Dr. Percy Stickney Grant, rector of the church, introduced the philosopher and religious leader who spoke in Persian on the Baha'i Revelation, which was interpreted by Dr. Amin Ullah Farid. In introducing Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas to the congregation, Dr. Grant said in part, "This great representative of the East comes to tell us that knowledge and more knowledge will bring about a realization of peace and unity. This is a man with a spirit of understanding. But some will ask, what has he done to prove his sincerity? An exile from his native land from the age of 9, a prisoner for 40 years, are the badges of Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas. We are going to listen in the fashion of the East and listen to a great student." Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas then came forward, wearing the costume of the East. He said a few words, which Dr. Farid interpreted as, "The day shall come when we shall see each other face to face as brothers." Then his sermon, sentence by sentence, was interpreted to the congregation, summing up for the most part as follows. "The realities of life had been seen through glasses, but now let us hope that we shall see the light through the purest possible medium. I have come hither to find that material civilization has progressed greatly. I find commerce and the craft perfected, agriculture improved, and well established. But spiritual education has been left behind. The material civilization may well be, but the spiritual civilization must also be. The material civilization should go hand in hand with the spiritual civilization. Then we will have the light and the glass together. Material civilization may be likened unto a beautiful body, while the spiritual civilization is the spirit that enters the body and gives to it life. With the propelling spirit of spiritual civilization, the result will be great. His Holiness Jesus Christ came to this world that the people might have through him a spirit of oneness with God. There must be a oneness of the world with humanity. When this takes place, then will we have the most great peace. Today the body politic is indeed for the oneness of the world, for universal peace. But they require a certain propelling power to spread, to feeling, and to firmly plant it in the minds of men. It is self-evident that spiritual civilization cannot be accomplished through material means, for the interests of the various nations differ. It is evident that it cannot be accomplished through patriotism, for countries differ in their ideas of patriotism. It is impossible save through spiritual power. Compared with this, all other means are too weak to bring about universal peace. Man has two wings: his material development and power, and his spiritual understanding and achievements. With one wing alone, he cannot fly. Two wings are necessary. Therefore, no matter how the material civilization advances, without the other, great things cannot be accomplished. We must try with all the material power to help the spiritual power. Humanity, generally speaking, is merged in a sea of materiality. Baha'u'llah in Persia founded the spiritual civilization and made a bond among various peoples of different races. He established the doctrine of universal peace. 60 years ago, he sent epistles to the kings, the rulers of the world, to join him in peace. Now I find a strong movement for universal peace emanating from America. It is my hope that here in the Occident, the foundation of this new solidarity may be strengthened, and that the Orient and the Occident will be cemented together, that there may be a real unity, so that this world may at last find peace. May the hearts of men become as brothers. At the end of the regular service, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas offered a prayer in Persian, standing at the altar and facing the east.